Father, we thank you for the power to decree a thing, and it shall be so. We thank you, Father God. We decree and declare this is the day the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround us and encompass us. We decree and declare divine connections. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and over our families' lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relationships. Moderator, please open the lines so we can speak in our heavenly language.
God, we give you thanks and give you praise for this another night, my God. Decreeing and declaring that the Lord is our light and our salvation, whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of our life, of whom shall we be afraid? And we thank you, Father, for your grace and your favor upon the lives of your people, even upon this line, that, Father, that you, by your Holy Spirit, through your blood covenant, Father, upon our lives can move in a miraculous and supernatural way. Father, we yield ourselves in humility under your mighty hand, Father, and we depend, Lord, solely upon your Holy Spirit to lead us, guide us, and direct us, Father, continually in the ways that you will have us to walk, in the ways, my God, that you will lead us into, Father, the direction that you will have us to take, and the instruction that you are giving unto us, Father, that we will heed, even now, with willingness and obedience, because your word declared that if we willing and obedient, Father, we will enjoy the fat of the land. And we thank you for leading us, Father, into a wealthy place in you, because in you, Lord, we live, move, and have our being, Father. And our lives, Father, is in your hands, my God. You are still the potter, and we are but the clay. Let your blood just cover every, Lord, home represented both far and near. We decree the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus to flow. Even, Lord, and those, my God, administer your word, Father. Lord, we just thank you for the healing and, Lord, and prosperity, because you desired, my God, that we be prospered and be in health. And, Lord, even as our soul prospers, so we decree, my God, the wholeness in the total man, spirit, soul, and body. And as we lift up, Lord, add Bishop Ebron and Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father, we thank you for renewed strength. We thank you, Father, as we assign angels, your ministering angels, in the name of Jesus, to minister strength. And Father, Lord, to strengthen them in every area, Lord, that they have to undertake, my God, Lord, in prosperity. Because you delight in the prosperity of your servants, my God. So you decree over their lives, over the ministry, so a ministry, Father, the word network, Father, and every undertaker, my God, prophecology, my God, that you will move supernaturally again in the almighty. We let your glory cloud overshadow us, Father, you continue to be the pillar of cloud fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day, Father. Decree and declare that the sun shall not smite us by day nor the moon by night, but you shall preserve us from all evil. We thank you for angels even now, Lord, that surrounds and camp around about homes and lives, my God. Even, Lord, the families, my God, even Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan, Prophetess and Mother Mary Barron, and the entire family circle, my God, we lift them up before you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will be in the midst of each and every situation. And we know, Father, that all things still work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are called according to your purpose. And Father, the Lord in the midst of us is mighty. We decree and declare, let God arise. Let all enemies be scattered, Father, east, west, north, and south, seven ways. And every way where they come in, Father, Lord, we thank you for the right hand of the Lord has become glorious in power. The right hand of the Lord continues to dash in pieces all enemies, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for revelation, knowledge, my God, word of knowledge and word of wisdom, Father. You impart it and you increase it in the lives of your people. We thank you for your anointing. It's in the anointing, my God, yokes have been broken. In the anointing, my God, Lord, the heavy burdens have been lifted from off the shoulder. And we thank you, Father, for the spirit of unity. We thank you for the spirit of oneness. Decree and declare that we are the Heavenly Father, our one, in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, just undertake for us, my God, even now, in the name of Jesus. Even, Lord, those, my God, are on the list, my God, you're touching. Those with legal matters, Father. Lord, we decree total victory because you always cause us to triumph in all these things. We thank you for every fiery trial that we can rejoice because you said things are not strange concerning fiery trial. But we know, Father, your plan to think towards us, says the Lord, plans of peace and not of evil to give us the expected end. So we decree the expected end to come forth and manifest in the lives of your people. Thank you for a peace, my God, that passes all understanding, that will continue to keep the hearts and minds stayed upon you. And we give you praise, honor, and glory for being our Jehovah Shalom and Jehovah Nissi, because your bloodstained banner over us is love. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen and amen.
And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for you will do nothing, Lord God, lest you reveal your secrets to your servants, the prophets, Lord God. And I thank you for the open doors, Lord God, as you begin to unveil and reveal and unveil the wisdom and the revelation and the things that you're bringing forth to your people in this season, Lord God. We thank you for the open doors, Lord God. We thank you for the uncovering of things, Lord God, the new things, the brand new things, Lord God, the great things, Lord God, as well as those things that are hidden, Lord God. We thank you for the freedom of those who are oppressed, Lord God. We thank you for the healing and the restoration, Lord God. We thank you for the richness and the prosperity that you're bringing forth in this season, Lord God. We thank you for the abundance, Lord God. So send the rain, Lord God. We are ready to receive your glory, Lord God. Send the rain. We are ready to receive the abundance and the anointing, Lord God. Send the rain. We are ready to receive your peace. We are ready to receive your anointing. We are ready to receive your grace and your favor, Lord God. Send the rain, Lord God, because we are ready for your miracles, Lord God. Just begin to do a shifting, Lord God, a turnaround, Lord God, and upheaval, Lord God, of the evil, Lord God, for the wealth of the wicked is coming unto thee, Lord God. So as you prepare us for that place, Lord God, you've gone before us to prepare that place. Continue to order our steps and allow us to be prepared and ready to receive all that you have, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the families that we are praying for, Lord God, and the people who are sick and shut in, Lord God, those who are grieving, Lord God. Just bring forth your peace, Lord God. Just bring forth your love and your honor, Lord God. Send your spirit, the comforter, Lord God. Bring forth the anointing, Lord God. Allow our words to come forth with truth, light, and Lord God, and allow us to speak and walk in integrity as your prophets, Lord God, as we begin to show those who follow us, Lord God, how to do the same, Lord God. We just thank you for the wonderful, wonderful things that you're bringing forth in this season, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for allowing people to walk out of the hospital with clean bills of health, Lord God. We thank you for the debt cancellation, Lord God. We thank you for the judicial resolutions, Lord God, that is coming forth in our favor. We just thank you, Father God, for blessing the children, Lord God, the life, the new life, and being with the young children in school, Lord God, and wrapping your arms around them and protecting them, Lord God, and covering them in your blood, Lord God, and keeping your angels around them, Lord God. We just thank you for the things that you're doing in this season. We thank you for new relationships. We thank you for the networking and the powerful connections that you're having for us and here at the ministry, Lord God, and globalizing the prophetic, Lord God, and send forth the laborers, Lord God, because the harvest is plentiful, Lord God, and allow us to be strong in poem, Lord God, to be here with the master prophet as he begins to globalize the prophetic and reveal the vision that you've given to him unto us, Lord God, and show us where we fit in the ministry as well as where the people fit who are coming. Just touch those under the sound of our voices who are just here for hope, love, peace, and comfort. And I thank you for the sweet sleep that you give us, Lord God. And just pray for everyone on this line, Lord God, that you meet and give them the desires of their heart, of their heart, because we trust in you, Lord God, and we lean not to our own understanding. Forgive us for our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And I love you, Lord God, unconditionally because you love me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. The prayer for healing taken from the Master Prophet's prayer book. Dear God, I pray for healing today for everyone on the line, God. Those whose names are on the sick and shut-in list and those who are listening in need of healing. I recognize that what I'm facing right now is beyond me and that I have nowhere to turn but to you. Oh, Lord, I surrender this situation to you. Take it out of my hands and into yours, Father. I repent for all my wrongdoings, for the sins that I've committed and the ones that reside in my heart. Take them away, O Lord. Make me anew. I repent for all the times I've doubted you, doubted the plans you have for me and your faithfulness to your children. This pain, please enact healing in the areas of my life, Lord. I pray for healing not only for me, but for those who are going through similar situations as well. You're the only one who could ease the suffering, for you are God. Thank you for this humbling experience, and I cast away any fear that is in this situation, and I replace it with faith. Please bring healing to me, my family, to those I care about, O Lord. Thank you for you never leave us nor forsake us. In Jesus' name, blessed shall you be when you go out, and blessed shall you be when you come in, says the Lord. And I thank you, Father God, for your covering, your mercy, your goodness, your love, and your loving kindness, and for bringing us together again on this line, God. Thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah, and for their vision, and for them allowing us this platform in which to pray. Thank you, Father God, for your mercy endures forever. Thank you for freedom and love, and for your faithfulness, God. I ask you again to heal my body, O Father, and everyone whose names are on the prayer list, God. And Prophetess Naomi, bless her in the birth of her child, God. And I just thank you. Thank you for all that you do for us on a daily basis. Thank you for your provisions. I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Prophetess Olympia.
Amen.
Amen.
Believe in your God. Believe in thou God. So shall ye be established. Believe his prophets. So shall ye prosper. Father God, we thank you for another opportunity to come before your presence. We thank you for the opportunity of every family member that's here on this line. Father, we thank you for giving us the boldness and the strength to move forward in confidence. We thank you for open doors of opportunity to network and for transformation. Father, we thank you for the witty ideas that will propel prosperity to come into our space. We thank you for the opportunity to network and meet new people. Father, we thank you for sharing ideas like never before. And we thank you that we trust in the ideas that we are communicating forward. We thank you for our leadership, Master Prophet Ebenard Jordan. We thank you for Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan, our leading lady. Father, we thank you for the Company of Prophets and for Prophecology, July 2018. Father, we thank you for your people that's coming before you on one accord, knowing that you are truly their shepherd, and they shall not need, want, or lack for no good thing. We thank you for creating an abundance for everyone to be partakers of. We thank you for world peace. We thank you for giving wisdom to the president and his cabinet. We thank you that their ears and hearts open to hear what you're saying for the people in this hour. Father, we thank you for the demonstration of manifestation in everything that we do. We thank you that when people look upon us, that they see you. Father, we thank you for your son that said yes to all mankind. We thank you for the women and men that are serving the country so diligently. Father, keep a hedge of protection around them and keep their families at perfect peace. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for your provision. We thank you, Lord God, that each and every day that our needs are met. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you think of us more than we think of ourselves. We thank you, Lord God, that there is no lack in you. So we ask that you would continue to increase our faith, Lord God, increase our belief, Lord God, increase our walk, our actions around your word so that we can come into great manifestation. We thank you for the prophetic that continues to guide us, lead us, and bring us insight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you would just continue to just seek us, Lord God. So we thank you for the Holy Spirit that is with us and that is around us, Lord God, that speaks to us even in dark times. We thank you that we have victory, Lord God, in all things. We thank you for the increase, Lord God. I just pray and I speak over the lives of those, Lord God, who are on the call right now, Lord God, that are looking to give up or not move forward. Know, Lord God, that you are above all things. There is nothing that you cannot do, that you cannot bring us through, Lord God, that you cannot provide us. Lord God, we thank you that our heart's desire is being awarded, Lord God, in this season, in this hour. We thank you for our shepherds and all the angels that have activated on our behalf to protect us and to guide us and to nourish us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the blood that just covers us, Lord God, and the salvation that is granted on those who believe, Lord God. So we thank you in this hour and this season. I pray for my family and my friends. I pray for our children, Lord God, that they would come to know you for themselves, Lord God. We thank you for anointing that overflows, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for this world. I pray for those who are hurting, Lord God, those who, Lord God, may not know you, Lord God, that whatever it is that they're going through, that they would get to know you for themselves. I pray for the country, Syria, the refugees, the president. Well, I just pray that peace be our portion, peace be everybody's portion in this season, in this hour, Lord God. We thank you that you are above all things. In your mighty, precious name, amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for this night. I thank you for this midnight cry call that we can all come together on one accord to pray to you, Father God. Proverbs chapter 3, 5, and 6 states that trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on your own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge you, and he, which is you, Father God, will direct all of our paths. I thank you for Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their faithfulness in being a yes to ministry. I just thank you for the Word Network celebrating them and having them back on the airways, that 100 million families can be blessed with the word of the Lord. I thank you, Father God, for your healing of your people's heart, mind, soul, worldwide, bringing laughter, joy, and peace to every family, full of your blessings, Father God. Help us not to break rank. Keep us focused in the season, Father God. Thank you for your word, the Bible, where we can receive instructions, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. And thank you for the angels that continue to cover us as we command them to go forth on our behalf in meetings and real estate dealings with right connections and relationships. Thank you, Father God, for all the prophets worldwide and all the prophets that serve you diligently. Thank you, Father God, that the prophetic can reach the four corners of the earth. Thank you, Father God, that we can come to you at any time and you'll hear us, Lord. Thank you for peeling off the layers of us that's not you, for the clean heart to become a yes and serving you daily, no matter what the instruction or request is. Thank you for the financial seeds that you bless us with, Father God, that as we sow it, thank you, Father God, for the favor of your benefit for divine setup and banking institutions, free flow of success and expansion and elevation, open doors which no man can shut. Thank you that every desire according to your will and way be met, divine travel and protection, expanding our territories. Thank you for the wealthy place. Thank you for the buildings that we'll be able to purchase for worship, for businesses. Thank you for right investors, right partners, right associates, right connections of celebrating who we are and not tolerating your people worldwide. Thank you, Father God, that the breakthroughs for removal of addictions, of alcohol, drugs, ulcers, gallstones, hemorrhoids, throat situations. Thank you, Father God, for the purpose you assign each and every one of us worldwide. I thank you for all the prophets on the line. Continue blessing them with great health and wealth. I thank you for our first family, which is the Jordans. I thank you for poem and prophecology, Father God, that's coming up soon. Thank you for Archbishop Master Prophet Ebenard Jordan, who is a true blessing to all of us with the knowledge that he diligently poured into our lives for our spiritual walk as well as our entrepreneurial walk. I thank you for my sons, Kevin and Paul. May you continue to bless them and grant them favor. Thank you for all the fivefold ministries that continue to bless your people worldwide. I thank you and I appreciate who you are, Father God. I love you to life. In Jesus' almighty name I pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, we bless your name this morning and we thank you, God, for every breath that you give us, Father God. We don't take for granted who you are in our lives, Father God. And we thank you for grace, for this is a gift from you, God. We stand here connected with our brothers and sisters in prayer, God, for family, God, standing for family and loved ones, Father God. We're standing for the lost, those who are looking for family, God, tonight. We're standing here for the lonely, those in apartments or homes, God, that are crying out that need someone, Father God, that you will bring right divine connection to them. We stand in the space for mourners, Father God, that their tears, Father God, you know, you said it's okay to mourn for that's a season, but you give them strength, Father God. Just with us holding and embracing them in this hour, Father God, that they are strengthened, their families as well. Thank you for the teachings, God, that you have been just bringing through the Master Prophet Pastor Jordan and the teachers in this hour, God, to give us light, Father God said, that just push us up and up and over, God. Thank you for this. We thank you for every name that is mentioned on the prayer list, Father God. You know the names that were said and not said, but you know the names that have been said from day one, Father God. The families of children who have lost their mothers, Father God, people going through oppression, depression, cancer, Father God. We're standing in a space of healing and comfort and encouragement, Father God. The right people coming around them and any doctors or nurses who don't have the word of yea and amen and healing, Father God, we see new people coming even into the picture, God. We thank you, Father God, for the habits that keep us down, Father God. We cancel those out and replace those, decree replacing those habits with better habits that lift, Father God, that have us on the right path. And, Father God, we cancel out any distractions in our life that could knock us off the path so that we can stay on focus of the assignment that we have unctioned even from you, Father God. Thank you for Archbishop, Father God. We're holding him up with strength, the teacher, the mentor, the prophet, the brother, God. There's so many places, so many hats, Father God. When I think of all, Father God, you knew he could be assigned for this. And Pastor Jordan, the woman, the mother, the pastor, the comforter, Father God, continue to hold her up, God. And any money owed to us, God, in this season, we release it in the name of Jesus, for we decree release and restoration. I'm standing and touching and agreeing with every prophetess that is on this line, every prophet that's on this line, Father God, for restoration, renewal, happiness, love, 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 examples. And if there's anything that's not like you, shut it down in us, Father God, that you may arise. That you may arise. I love you, Father God, and I give your name always the honor, the glory, and the praise. Amen and amen.
Amen. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Father, we thank you, God. We thank you that you are our protector. We thank you that you are our provider. We thank you, Father God, that you're the giver of all life, God. And we thank you, God, that you are love and that you are kindness, that you are grace, that you are mercy, God. We thank you, Father God, that you have become all things to all men, God. And we thank you, God, that you satisfy our souls, God. Heal us, deliver us, set us free, Father God, for he that the Son sets free is free indeed, God. And we thank you, Father God, for greater fellowship and intimacy with you, God. We thank you, Father God, that you draw us closer. We ask for your presence. We ask, God, that you show us your glory, God. We ask, Father God, that you manifest yourself to your people, God, that we may know you in ways, God, that we've never known you or seen you before, Father. We thank you, Father God, because to know you is to love you, and to love you is to know you, God. We thank you, Father God, for who you are, for being God Almighty, God. And we pray this evening, God, for Syria. We pray, Father God, for the souls and for the lives and for the innocent children, God, that are being, Father God, slaughtered, God. We ask, God, that you would send help from the sanctuary, God. And Father God, dispatch the angels that govern over the city, God. Send angels of mercy, God. And send relief, Father God. We thank you, Father God, and we pray for this nation, God, that you will govern this nation. And that, Father God, the angels that have charge over us, over your people, over the nation, the cities, Father God, we thank you, Father God, that you release them and dispatch them, God. And we thank you in advance in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation hath preserved our spirits. Let integrity and uprightness preserve us as we wait upon thee. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. But if we forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. And Father, we give you the glory. We thank you for the spirit and anointing for preservation. Thank you for preserving us in the midst of racial divide. Thank you for preserving us in the midst of Wall Street instability. Thank you for preserving us in the midst of disease and calamity. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy endureth forever and your truth to all generations. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against this your people shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your healing that's dispatched even on this line, even now. And we lift up our Archbishop and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you for the grace gifts upon their lives. And we thank you for strength. and we thank you for elevation. We thank you for expansion, and we thank you for new open doors and opportunities. We thank you for favor, and we thank you for your mercy upon us even now. In the mighty name of Jesus, everyone on this call, every home that's represented, we thank you for your grace, for preservation and protection. We thank you, Lord God, for victory and breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, we reroute every negative prayer prayed against this, your people. We reroute every negative prayer prayed against our youth and our elders. We rebuke the spirit of abortion that's loose in the Rasheta in the land. And we say to our children, every embryo in the womb, we say, live. You shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Prophetess Olivia, the announcement.
Amen. Last conference call scheduled. 9 a.m. Join the Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan Monday through Saturday. Pop Life Radio, Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 8 p.m., join Prophet Joshua Jordan and the Company of Prophets, Monday through Friday. And then you can join us right back here with our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan, for another electrifying midnight cry call. And the conference call number is 1-515-604-9266. That's 1-515-604-9266. Call a friend, call a neighbor, and ask them to come, you know, and join us on this call every night at 12 midnight. Go on your Facebook account and ask and request people to come on to our midnight cry call where, you know, breakthroughs happen. Amen. And as this call continues to be a blessing to you and your families, you can text to give and type in donate at 646-672-0433. That's 646-672-0433. If you have any praise reports or prayer requests, you can email Pastor Deborah Jordan at www.pastordeborahjordan.com. That's www.pastordeborahjordan.com. Could it be what you're seeking is seeking you? Join the Poem Seekers Conference call at 641-715-3631. That's 641-715-3631. And the access code is 533-404 in the pound. That's Tuesday and Friday at 9 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have the Book of the Month Club, number 4. You can call Customer Care Line at 888-831-0434. That's 888-831-0434. Inform the moderators that you want to join the Book of the Month Club, number 4. Amen. And it's going to be a blessing because anything and all fees that sold toward your Book of the Month Club will allow you to be in Prophecology, which is July of this year. And it's just going to be a blast because you're going to receive a book from Master Prophet that he personally wrote, and it'll just be a blessing for your life. Amen. We have our lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan's event, which is a pre-Mother's Day event, which is Saturday, May 12th. And it's called the Women of Wisdom, wow, luncheon. They're at the Ravel Hotel, which is R-A-V-E-L Hotel, and the address is 8-08 Queens Plaza South, Queens, New York, 11101. And our guest speaker is going to be our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan, and Pastor Jacqueline Oates, Elder Valina Bratton, and Elder Gloria Jean Kelly. So it's going to be a powerful event. It's a must that everyone attend. Buy tickets for your families, your friends. It's going to be at 12 noon to 4 p.m., and the ticket price is $60 per person. Prophetess Darlene Gray.
amen, and you want to get your tickets, if you are in the tri-state area, in the New York area, amen, all roads lead to the Rabble Hotel, amen, you want to get behind what our leading lady is doing. You want to be a part of that. You want to sow, amen. You want to stand with our leading lady for this pre-Mother's Day luncheon. Amen. Hopefully by tomorrow you will be able to text, to give, to purchase your tickets through the text. If you want to, if you're not able to attend, but you're able to purchase tickets for someone else, amen, you should be able to text to give. That's being set up for us even as we speak. Amen. But in the meantime, you can call 888-831-0434 and order your tickets. Amen. We want to stand with what God is doing and saying in this hour. And we want to strengthen the hands of our leadership. Amen. Where I tell you what you do for a man and woman of God, God will do for you. And who you sustain will determine how you are maintained. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for being on another Midnight Cry. Company of Prophets, thank you for your faithfulness. And you know, Pastor Deborah and Archbishop appreciate you for your stand and your faithfulness. Amen. And I love you to life, each of you, name by name and one by one. I appreciate your faithfulness, amen, and your commitment. Have a blessed Thursday, each of you. God bless you is our prayer. Peace.